This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Prediction here to start the hour. You're going to see over and over and over today in the media someone that was removed from the press conference in Helsinki for the Trump-Putin joint press conference. He's a Bernie Sanders lookalike, so they'll probably say it was Bernie Sanders. And I don't know what the deal is.
Hair, though.
And when they started talking to him politely about, sir, you're going to have to leave, he obviously didn't plan on leaving. And he wrote something down on a sheet of paper, nuclear something or another, and then of course all the media cameras come on like, I gotta get this, I gotta catch this. Trust me, Putin and Trump won't be the news, that'll be the news. Speaking of that, they have not yet taken to the podium. When they do, we will bring you that coverage. We also have Trooper Talk today, and we're wrapping up our conversation with Gretchen Helmstedt from the American Red Cross about their efforts in Watford City, North Dakota, and it's a busy edition. Of what's on your mind, as it always is, your questions and comments.
What was that word you just said a few moments ago, by the way?
You said nuclear. It's nuclear, dummy. The S is silent.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. The nukes. You wrote something about the nukes. George W. Bush and I, the 43rd president of the United States, say it the way we say it. So I'm just going to keep saying it that way. Sorry. Anyway, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Text your questions in for the troopers, 367-2054 or 226-8503. All right, so Gretchen was in the process of answering a question, and we ran out of time in the break. I wanted to give her a chance to answer that. You mentioned that this had been out there on social media this weekend. And I'll just repeat, what I heard this weekend and received in several messages, summarized best in this one. Red Cross pulled out of Watford City, took all of the $100,000 of donations from the community that they provided. Now, that's a story. And so I asked you to respond to that, and you were in the process of responding. So go ahead and finish that, Gretchen, if you would.
Yeah, thank you. And I do appreciate the question because it's something we definitely would like to clear up. First of all, there are community funds set up in Watford City if people would like to donate directly to those families affected. And the Red Cross is not associated with those, at local banks, that sort of thing. The Red Cross gets donations from individuals, corporations, foundations, all throughout the year. And that enables us to respond to disasters such as the tornado in Watford City. And it's common to see an increase of those donations after a disaster. People want to help. They're looking for a way to help. The American Red Cross is a nonprofit. We don't receive any government funding, so we depend on those donations, that generosity of the public to continue our mission. So I think there might just be a little bit of misunderstanding about, when you donate to the American Red Cross to disaster relief, that money helps us prepare for, respond to, and help communities recover from disasters like this tornado in Watford City. We respond every single day. Sometimes it's a big response like this. Sometimes it's a single family house fire. But we really do depend on those gifts and the generosity of people to complete our mission. And so, I just want to clear that up. And I'm hoping that people understand that our volunteers are giving their time and they were so, so thankful to just be there and helping the community through this process.
Last question. Will you spend as much on the recovery in Watford City as you raise?
That's a question that I don't have numbers in front of me right now, and we are still in this recovery process. We're speaking with families every single day, providing financial support, providing disaster mental health support. So that's not something I can really speak to right now, but we will know that after time. I can tell you that an average of 91 cents of every dollar that the American Red Cross spends goes right back into our humanitarian services and programs. And that's something that we're really proud of.
And we'll stay in touch on this, Gretchen. Thank you for the time and the update on the situation in Watford City. The main thing is a lot of people care. They're very concerned about their neighbors there, and it's good to hear that there's no longer a need for an emergency shelter, but certainly still more to do. Thanks so much. Gretchen Helmstedt from the American Red Cross with us on What's on Your Mind. And guess who's at the podium? Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. So Trooper Talk will wait a bit here, and we'll check in on what's happening live and on location we go to Helsinki, Finland.
Negotiations with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, took place in a frank and businesslike atmosphere. I think we can call it a success and a very fruitful round of negotiations. We carefully analyzed the current status, the present and the future of the Russia-United States relationship, key issues of the global agenda. It's quite clear to everyone that the bilateral relationship are going through a complicated stage, and yet those impediments, the current tension, the tense atmosphere, essentially have no solid reason behind it. The Cold War is a thing of the past. The era of acute ideological confrontation of the two countries is a thing of a remote past, is a vestige of the past. The situation of the world changed dramatically. Today, both Russia and the United States face a whole new set of challenges. Those include a dangerous maladjustment of mechanisms for maintaining international security and stability, regional crises, the creeping threats of terrorism and transnational crime. It's the snowballing problems in the economy, environmental risks, and other sets of challenges. We can only cope with these challenges if we join the ranks and work together. Hopefully, we will reach this understanding with our American partners. Today's negotiations reflected our joint wish with President Trump to redress this negative situation in the bilateral relationship, outline the first steps for improving this relationship to restore the acceptable level of trust and going back to the previous level of interaction on all mutual interests issues. As major nuclear powers, we bear special responsibility for maintaining international security. I deem it vital, and we mentioned this during the negotiations, it's crucial that we fine-tune the dialogue on strategic stability and global security and non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. We submitted our American colleagues a note with a number of specific suggestions. We believe it necessary to work together further on to interact on the disarmament agenda, military and technical cooperation. This includes the extension of the strategic offensive arms limitation treaty. It's the dangerous situation with the global American anti-missile defense system. It's the implementation issues with the INF treaty. And, of course, the agenda of non-placement of weapons in space. We favor the continued cooperation in counterterrorism and maintaining cybersecurity. And I'd like to point out specifically that our special services are cooperating quite successfully together. The most recent example is their operational cooperation within the recently concluded World Football Cup. In general, the contacts among the special services should be put to a system-wide basis, should be brought to a systemic framework. I reminded President Trump about the suggestion to re-establish the working group on anti-terrorism. We also mentioned a plethora of regional crises, not always that our postures dovetail exactly, and yet the overlapping and mutual interests abound. We have to look for points of contact and interact closer in a variety of international fora. Clearly, we mentioned the regional crisis, for instance, Syria. As far as Syria is concerned, the task of establishing peace and reconciliation in this country could be the first showcase example of the successful joint work. Russia and the United States apparently can act proactively and take assumed leadership in this issue and organize the interaction to overcome humanitarian crisis and help Syrian refugees to go back to their homes. In order to accomplish this level of successful cooperation in Syria, we have all the required components. Let me remind you that both Russian and American military acquired a useful experience of coordination of their action, established the operational channels of communication, which permitted to avoid dangerous incidents and unintentional collisions in the air and in the ground. Also, crushing terrorists in the southwest of Syria, the south of Syria, should be brought to the full compliance with the Treaty of 1974 about the separation of forces, about separation of forces of Israel and Syria. This will bring peace to Golan Heights and bring more peaceful relationship between Syria and Israel, and also to provide security of the State of Israel. Mr. President paid special attention to the issue during today's negotiations, and I would like to confirm that Russia is interested in this development and this will act accordingly. Thus far, we will make a step toward creating a lasting peace.
Interesting comments, and this is obviously Putin to start. Trump next. Trooper Talk coming too. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business. Making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at a 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We're brought to you you by High Plains Apache. How'd you love to work for the leading sprayer company? High Plains Apache. They're looking for a field service tech right now to join their team at their Mandan location. Family-friendly workplace. You don't hear that every day. Great pay, team environment, great benefits. Just send a cover letter and a resume over to jobs@highplainsapache.com. jobs@highplainsapache.com. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application, and nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Mandan, 663-2375. Give them a call. Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29, or online at highplainsapache.com. During the break, this is what Todd would call Murphy's Law of radio. During the break, the Putin talked about the election meddling, okay? And Murphy's Law, Todd, because we were in a break and people didn't hear it, right? And he referred to it as the president and I, of course, talked about the so-called Russian interference into the elections, and then said we never have and we never will interfere there. But if you disagree, maybe we should work on it jointly in a cybersecurity effort like we're already doing in some areas. So that was his talk about it. I am honestly amazed at the laundry list of issues that he has gone through here. Trump is going to talk now, and then we're going to go to Trooper talk, and we'll kind of keep tabs on the highlights for you here. All right, so Putin's done, and Trump's going now. There are a lot of issues that they covered.
Range of critical issues for both of our countries. We had direct, open, deeply productive dialogue. Went very well. Before I begin, I want to thank President Niinisto of Finland for graciously hosting today's summit. President Putin and I were saying how lovely it was and what a great job they did. I also want to congratulate Russia and President Putin for having done such an excellent job in hosting the World Cup. It was really one of the best ever, and your team also did very well. It was a great job. I'm here today to continue the proud tradition of bold American diplomacy. From the earliest days of our republic, American leaders have understood that diplomacy and engagement is preferable to conflict and hostility. A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world. The disagreements between our two countries are well known, and President Putin and I discussed them at length today. But if we're going to solve many of the problems facing our world, then we're going to have to find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests. Too often in both recent past and long ago, we have seen the consequences when diplomacy is left on the table. We have also seen the benefits of cooperation. In the last century, our nations fought alongside one another in the Second World War. Even during the tensions of the Cold War, when the world looked much different than it does today, the United States and Russia were able to maintain a strong dialogue. But our relationship has never been worse than it is now. However, that changed as of about 4 hours ago. I really believe that. Nothing would be easier politically than to refuse to meet, to refuse to engage, but that would not accomplish anything. As president, I cannot make decisions on foreign policy in a futile effort to appease partisan critics or the media or Democrats who want to do nothing but resist and obstruct. Constructive dialogue between the United States and Russia afforded the opportunity to open new pathways toward peace and stability in our world. I would rather take a political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in pursuit of politics. As president, I will always put what is best for America and what is best for the American people. During today's meeting, I addressed directly with President Putin the issue of Russian interference in our elections. I felt this was a message best delivered in person, spent a great deal of time talking about it. And President Putin may very well want to address it, and very strongly, because he feels very strongly about it, and he has an interesting idea. We also discussed one of the most critical challenges facing humanity, nuclear proliferation. I provided an update on my meeting last month with Chairman Kim on the denuclearization of North Korea, and after today, I am very sure that President Putin and Russia want very much to end that problem, going to work with us, and I appreciate that commitment. The President and I also discussed the scourge of radical Islamic terrorism. Both Russia and the United States have suffered horrific terrorist attacks, and we have agreed to maintain open communication between our security agencies to protect our citizens from this global menace. Last year, we told Russia about a planned attack in St. Petersburg, and they were able to stop it cold. They found them. They stopped them. There was no doubt about it. I appreciated President Putin's phone call afterwards to thank me. I also emphasized the importance of placing pressure on Iran to halt its nuclear ambitions and to stop its campaign of violence throughout the area, throughout the Middle East. As we discussed at length, the crisis in Syria is a complex one. Cooperation between our two countries has the potential to save hundreds of thousands of lives. I also made clear that the United States will not allow Iran to benefit from our successful campaign against ISIS. We have just about eradicated ISIS in the area. We also agreed that representatives from our national security councils will meet to follow up on all of the issues we addressed today and to continue the progress we have started right here in Helsinki. Today's meeting is only the beginning of a longer process, but we have taken the first steps toward a brighter future and one with a strong dialogue and a lot of thought. Our expectations are grounded in realism, but our hopes are grounded in America's desire for friendship, cooperation, and peace. And I think I can speak on behalf of Russia when I say that also. President Putin, I want to thank you again for joining me for these important discussions and for advancing open dialogue between Russia and the United States. Our meeting carries on a long tradition of diplomacy between Russia, the United States, for the greater good of all. And this was a very constructive day. This was a very constructive few hours that we spent together.
President Donald Trump obviously wrapping up his comments, talking about the cooperation between the countries and how that could ultimately save hundreds of thousands of lives. So you had Putin kind of going through the laundry list of things that were brought up, and Trump adding some color to that as well. They'll take some questions from reporters now. We'll get to Trooper Talk next, so your questions welcome coming up. 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
What's On Your Mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and the Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump sitting beside the Russian President Vladimir Putin moments before they went into their one-off in Helsinki, Finland. President Trump saying,
"We all have a lot of questions and hopefully we'll come up with answers, most importantly. It's great to be with you."
The one-on-one meeting between Trump and Putin lasts a bit longer than was expected, nearly 2.5 hours. Then a larger group meeting between the U.S. and Russian delegations began. The two leaders now going before reporters. The U.S. working with North Korea now to bring home the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers missing since the Korean War. After a false start, when North Korean officials failed to show up to talks last Thursday, the two sides did meet over the weekend. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. and the North have agreed to resume searches for remains of missing Americans. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. You can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Cook Festivals, they're always a great time. Granora, if you're anywhere around Granora, come on in for the information session at the Cook Fest. Great information. You really get an opportunity to learn a ton from some of the experts of the industry about what's happening. And, I think the barbecue is the best part, but there's great information there, I have to tell you. The barbecue starts at 4, free stuff, live music by Shark Week tomorrow in Granora. Then Twin Buttes on Thursday. And that's, again, information session into free barbecue, free stuff, and live music by ND22 in the community center lot, just outside the Twin Buttes Community Center there. So Cookfest, a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time. I want to thank our fine sponsors for making our live broadcast possible. Enbridge, Hess, Goodnight, Midstream. At Enbridge, safely transporting energy, always their top priority. Their pipeline systems and facilities are designed with state-of-the-art features and engineered to meet a variety of operating conditions and pressures, because safety matters. Learn more at Enbridge.com. President and Vladimir Putin are taking questions from the media, two aside. So two from the Russian media, two from the American media. It's, a lot of translation and takes a long time. We'll boil all that down and get you a breakdown on that as we go throughout the day and, of course, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Want to now get back to our planned conversation with Trooper Dan Krueger and Sergeant Wayne Kattermas from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
First time you probably ever had to wait through a presidential press conference to chat on the radio, but we appreciate the breaking news. This event was supposed to start at 9 this morning, going a little after 10. So you guys are much more punctual than presidential press conferences, trust me. Before we get going here, and by the way, you can ask your questions by phone at 258-0550 to call us, 800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd, Todd's at 226-8503, or text me at 701-367-2054. Wade, tell us a little bit about your average day. What is your specialty, if you will, with the North Dakota Highway Patrol?
Trooper Kruger and I were part of the Motor Carrier Division for the North Dakota Highway Patrol. So our main duties are focused around commercial motor vehicle enforcement, whether it's the enforcement of the federal regulations or North Dakota size and weight laws.
So, Trooper Dan, you're on the lookout for what?
Trucks would look like they're heavy, overloaded, unsafe commercial motor vehicles, whether it be flat tires, crack frames, anything that presents a hazard on the roadway. It's all about safety.
And Sergeant Katamaris, what would you say is the most often violation? What are you dealing with the most when you're out and about?
Thinking back, and I think we deal with a lot of flat tire issues.
Tires and brakes.
Tires and brakes. Brakes is a hot item. You know, we're checking those all the time. We do run into quite a few violations with those and tires.
And Trooper Dan, what do you spot in a tire to say I better pull this guy over because this thing isn't up to par here? What are you looking for?
If you look at the tire and you see it's wiggling, and when they're driving down the roadway, you know, it may be off the bead or stuff like that. You really don't find a tire violations while they're traveling. You know, that's usually when you got them stopped and you're looking at the tires. It's almost impossible to find tire violations unless they're totally flat when they're driving.
Texter has a question. Truck hauling gravel on roads, are they supposed to be covered? I was coming into Bismarck on Friday, and trucks were coming on I-94 by McKenzie gravel coming off of the – gravel was coming off the truck, and it cracked my windshield on I-94 by McKenzie.
Well, there's no tarp law. I mean, we do not have a tarp law. However, you got to have your load properly secured. You look at farmers, when they're taking their wheat, to the bins or to the elevators, they have the tarps that are not losing their product. You know, same thing should be with dirt or rocks or anything like that. But you have to keep in mind, if it's kicked off the roadway, it's basically a road hazard. You know, if it falls off of a truck, then it's something where you want to get their information, get their, insurance, and then turn it into insurance.
Questions or comments again, welcome 258-0550. Here's Dean in West Fargo for the troopers. Go ahead, Dean.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm wondering if it is illegal to operate a bicycle on the interstate highway system. It almost seems like a suicide wish.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's not probably the safest thing, but as long as you're on a stroller, they have the right to be on any state highway just like you do. We don't have a minimum speed limit or anything like that. There is, as long as they're conducting their bike riding safely, they're good to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call, Dean. Appreciate that. Sorry, something else you want to add? Gentlemen, anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. I thought I heard an additional comment there that I talked over. Here is another texter. Is there a slow lane law in North Dakota for the interstate?
No, there's no minimum speed limit. So you can drive your combine down I-94.
Some cities do have that, but...
Yeah, in North Dakota, we don't have either you're in the left or right lane. The law doesn't require you to travel in the right lane and only pass in the left lane.
I was on I-29 this weekend, headed for Grand Forks, and passing lane, going just a little bit faster than the person in the other lane, and I had somebody come around me and give me the dirtiest look ever, like, what are you doing, you idiot? And that happens a fair amount, even though, you're going the speed limit or more. As though somehow they own the passing lane. But that's not the way, and some of the, the goofiest stuff I've ever seen driving seems to be when somebody is in the passing lane and driving slower, and then the car's stacked up and they're going all over and nobody knows what to do. Is that just part of driving and frustrations? There's no violation there?
Yeah, correct. There's no violation there. You can pass in the driving lane if somebody is driving slow in the passing lane. So, yeah, there's no violation there.
Justin in Bismarck, question for the troopers. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought there was like a law, but for a tint on your front windshield. Now, is that a 4-inch gap there you have? I mean, can you put something on that? I know you can't have lettering, but can you have any tint on it?
You can, in state law, it's 50% tint on the side windows. I believe the windshield is just factory. commercial motor vehicles can't have any tint other than factory on it. But we're looking it up right now as we speak to see what the front windshield requirements are.
You're gonna get the, you're gonna get it by the book, Justin. Here on your answer here to find out.
Yeah, I've called for the actual office about it. My wife was pulled over.
What?
Your wife?
Does she have tint or some type of?
It was just tint on the like a 2015 Chevy Malibu in the middle the. Rearview mirror, it goes down in black, and so I went with tint all across it with it.
Mm-hmm. So how far down does the tint come?
I went right to the line that's on the side of the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
That line where you have, I guess, is it a 4-inch? You're supposed to have 4 inches from the top of the roof.
I'd have to do some more checking here, so we can get back with you at the for the answer.
Yeah, okay. Stay tuned, Justin. We'll keep searching here, okay? While we're looking between calls and questions for these guys, we have a break here coming up in a little bit and see if we can get you an answer. Just don't touch that radio dial. Would you please ask the troopers what is the law on cell phone usage? Is talking on it while driving legal?
No, it's not. There's it's not a violation unless you're in a commercial motor vehicle. You cannot be on a phone in a commercial motor vehicle. You have to have hands-free there. In a passenger vehicle, car, pickup, you're allowed to talk on the phone, but you got to keep in mind you have to do it safely. That's probably one of the biggest issues we have when it comes to crashes and stuff like that, is about 90% or more are due to human error, you know, which caused 600-plus fatalities in the last 4 years from 2012 to 2016 and a lot of injuries. You know, and that's where North Dakota's Vision Zero comes in into play, is where we want to eliminate fatalities and serious injury crashes. You know, so you got to take responsibility for yourself when you're behind the wheel. You have to, you know, be mindful of yourself and others. You know, if you're sitting at a light, you know, don't be playing on your phone. You know, you if you're driving, don't be texting. You know, it, even though it's legal, it's always maybe not the smartest thing to do or the safest.
But talking on it while driving is legal? Is that what you're saying, unless you're a commercial driver?
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, the average motorist out there can talk on it and be legal. Now,
yes.
You mentioned hands-free on the commercial side. So, in other words, they could talk on it as well, but they have to be hands-free. They can't be holding the phone to their ear. Is that right?
Yep, they can't be holding the phone to their ear. They have to have a headset on, you know, and that's how they have to operate.
Got it. Okay, let's go. Lots of texts rolling in. Calls welcome, too, at 258-0550. I'll squeeze in another text, then a call. Has there been any changes made to the agency since the new colonel took command? If so, what kind of changes are they? Somebody wants to know.
Changes they made is second major was appointed. Other than that, there hasn't been anything. Everything is business as normal, the way it looks.
All right, thanks for that. Glenn and Mandan, question for the troopers. Hi, Glenn, go ahead.
Yes, what's the law about driving golf carts or four-wheelers on state or county roads and in state and county road ditches?
I believe they have to be insured and registered, and then they have to be roadworthy. You know, so you have to have... I believe functioning lights and stuff like that on them.
What about driver's license?
Yep. If you're in a state on a right of way, you should have a driver's license.
And the vehicle you're driving needs to be insured.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. Appreciate that. Don and Minot, Scott and Hillsboro are on deck here. Don't have enough time to get to you quite yet. Let me just see if I can get a quick one in here by text. Highway Patrol needs to patrol State Highway 3 between Dawson and Napoleon more often. There are way too many people speeding on that highway. It's getting to be a big problem. Thanks. So for your speed enforcement folks, Highway 3 between Dawson and Napoleon. A little suggestion from the audience there, okay? Thank you, gentlemen. Take a break. Come back with another segment with our guests, your calls, questions, and comments. It's Trooper Talk on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. back to more of your calls straight ahead.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When it comes to passing on your estate, no one makes it easier than Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Just listen to one of his many happy clients, Mark Fitzsimmons.
I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
If there's any one piece of advice you can give to anybody thinking about doing some planning, what would it be and why, Mark?
In my case, without really knowing at all what we were up against, I really found his the education that he was able to offer in terms of starting from scratch. And I think my biggest advice is to not be intimidated by the process, because you really don't need to know a lot. He has that, and he's a very good teacher.
Don't take chances. Trust a professional. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services. Call right now, 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Yeah, you got a Trooper Talk theme song that pod. I can't wait to our, we'll use it every time. I love it. 800-228-0550 on the What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Check out their website if you have a moment, H.A.T. & Sons. And if you click under the commercial link there, you'll find a video that really explains well how they can help save you money. And they are doing this for hundreds and hundreds of companies and heating and mechanical systems and more, as a matter of fact. So check that out. at hatandsons.com or call them at 223-3393. More of our trooper talk now with our guest from the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And we did, during the break, check a little more into the temp thing. Do we have a definitive answer for the earlier caller, gentlemen?
Yes. Under North Dakota Century Code, it's found under 39-2139. An individual may not operate a motor vehicle with any object, material, or tinting displayed, affixed, or applied on the front windshield. So when it comes from the factory, anything in addition that's not factory to the front windshield would not be allowed.
Another texture, and then I'm going to go to the calls here. Is it illegal to have your pets unsecured in the back of a pickup truck?
No, there's no law against that.
All right. Let's go to, let's see, Don and Minot. Go ahead, Don, for the troopers.
Thank you, Scott. I haul a lot of placarded material, tanks, to different elevators for the farmers use. When we take these, I know we're supposed to placard going out when they're full, et cetera, but when they're empty and we're taking them back, do we need to placard for that? Because I'm being told different stories on that from other drivers.
Well, how big are the tanks you're taking out?
They range from 15 gallons to 285-gallon tanks. Yeah, and the stories I'm getting is I have to placard for anything that holds more than 119 gallons?
Yes, sir.
If it's empty, is that correct?
Yep, you have to placard because it has to be cleaned and purged. Any bulk package, which is over 119 gallons, has to have placards on it, unless it's been cleaned and purged. So you would have to placard empty as well.
Yeah, because I'm having drivers tell me the opposite, and then some drivers are saying, no, you do. So I figured I'd call and ask, make sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate that very much. Scott in Hillsboro for the troopers. Go ahead.
I farm in North Dakota, and I haul my grain only 5 miles away to an elevator in Minnesota. Do I need a DOT number for my semi?
Yes, you'll need a DOT number, but you would not need any medical card, CDL, or anything like that. You're exempt from the farm.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call. A texter says, can a driver have earbuds in listening to music while in a commercial vehicle?
As far as I know, yes. Nothing says it, unless he's operating the vehicle unsafely or anything like that. There's nothing saying he cannot.
All right. Mark and Hettinger for our guests on Trooper Talk. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling to ask the troopers about the exit ramps.
Coming on the interstate, a lot of times
both lanes on the interstate are plumb full and somebody comes
off there and nobody stops and it kind of creates a mess. I've seen some close calls at times and wondering what can be done about that.
Well, the person entering onto the interstate system must yield. If both lanes are full, they have to yield and slow down and allow traffic to go until there's an opening for them to get in.
Well, I know that, but nobody seems to be obeying it anymore. Correct? I've seen a truck
just have to stand on the brakes coming off the ramp there in Bismarck and almost create a decision.
And I wonder how people can be made aware that they're supposed to yield.
Well, when you're entering onto another roadway, it's that person's job to yield to the flowing traffic.
Yeah, I know it's getting worse as time goes on because a lot of people don't even take time to stop at the stop sign anymore, let alone a yield sign.
Probably say that. True. You could probably say that for stoplights, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Mark, thanks for the call. Texter says, hey, can you ask the troopers about doing more enforcement on 22 up by Mandaree? All day I see no stopping at stop signs, trucks missing mud flaps, trailer lights not working, and hazmat loads unplacarded. I haul hazmat.
We were up there every once in a while. I know not too, just a few weeks ago, Wade and myself were up there. You know, we're out of Bismarck, so. And there's people up in New Salem, or not New Salem, Newtown and Richardson that work that area as well, and out of Dickinson. So there's enforcement up there.
Let's get Brad and Kildare in here real quick with your question, Brad. I'm running out of time, but you have the last one.
Hello, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for your service. I have a safety concern to address involving your vehicles. When I was growing up and I had cherries in my rear view, I threw the brakes on and, you know, had to stop because it didn't take much. Now your vehicles are so lit up that I find it difficult at night to pass you guys on the road when you have somebody pulled over. I think it's a hazard because I have to take my eyes off the road because things are so bright now with the LEDs. Is there a way to dim or shut off some of your lights when you have somebody pulled over?
I know in our vehicles, I can only speak for our vehicles. I don't know about other agencies, but we do have a switch in there where we can dim the lights when we're on a stop. And also, we should be transitioning from our full red, blue, and white lights to yellow ambers after we have had the vehicle stop. So we do, as far as the Highway Patrol is concerned, we should be transitioning our lights.
All right. Hope that helps, Brad. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Trooper Dan Kruger, Sergeant Wade Kadamas from the North Dakota Highway Patrol for Trooper Talk. Great day today. Thanks a bunch, gentlemen.
Yep, thank you.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book, the book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thousand's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorleson Story. You'll love it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.